Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sisel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal McCain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hal McCain. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Byrd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm takes first base on ball four. Clancy moves to second. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is hit by the pitch. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sissel. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Lazzari moves to second. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McCain. Lazzari moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig takes first base on ball four. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0 for 1 in the game. McCain takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bird. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Hoffman scores. Kerr scores. McCain moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCain scores. Metzler scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kernick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoffman. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Hoffman steals second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipgras strikes out. Berg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pipgras out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst now playing left field. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lazzari picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lazzari. Metzler moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Sissel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to second. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth tags and moves to third. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Kham reaches second base with a double. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kham tags and moves to third. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-3 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kham scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Pascal pinch hits for George Pipgras. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-1 in the game. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to second. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to third. Two outs. Arndt Jorgens pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens takes first base on ball four. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.